on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons applied. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving on active duty in the Guard and Reserves. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
And we have a big, big show this week. Coming up in just a little bit, former President of the United States, George W. Bush, will be with us talking about some great new initiatives and what they're doing at the Bush Institute there in Texas, doing some great work and also working on some brand new innovations in terms of PTSD and TBI for veterans. And, you know, you got to have somebody to run that whole thing. Colonel Matt Amidon is with us. Colonel, how are you?
Good morning, Randy. I'm doing great.
All right. Now, Colonel, you've got this gigantic title. So can you refresh my memory? What is it you do at the Bush Institute?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I've had the great honor of working here at the Institute for just under 4 years. And very simply, what we do at the Military Service Initiative, and this is on behalf of President and Mrs. Bush, we advocate for awareness policies and programs that enable our warriors and their families to successfully transition from military service to civilian life. And as I'm sure your listeners are well aware, you know, by nature, a little bit of the all-volunteer force, some of our warriors and their families as they transition do face challenges. So we're here to help them.
Yeah, and, you know, it's got to be nice to have, we talk to a lot of folks on the program that have great ideas, great organizations, but to have the full backing of a former president, it's got to mean a lot to everybody.
Oh, it absolutely matters, Randy, and you know, a true testament to his dedication and devotion to our warriors and their families. He's very, very involved in this program. And as you see him engage and interact with the families and the service members and the veterans, it is truly genuine and truly matters to him.
Yeah. Well, and to that end, you know, we're going to be talking to the president about his new book, Portraits of Courage.
That's right.
Where he demonstrates his artistic abilities, and the first subject matter that he's selected are veterans, all these veterans that he's met. All the proceeds from the book go back to the Bush Institute and to the Alliance. Let's talk a little bit, Colonel, if you would, about your background and what was your service background like?
Yeah, sure. No, I've had the great honor to be a Marine for just about 24 years now. I served 12 years on active duty. As a Harrier pilot and a flight instructor as well down in Kingsville, Texas, and in the mid-2000s transitioned to the reserves and started a civilian career, which, you know, by luck and chance and some really good friends landed me here at the Bush Institute about, again, just under 4 years ago. And I'm very, very honored to be part of this effort. I think we're doing a lot of impactful stuff.
Well, and you're still serving. I mean, that's...
I am, yes. I'm still a reservist and serving with Marine Aircraft Group 41 out at Fort Worth, Texas.
Well, thank you so much for your service, and thank you for what you guys are doing. Let's talk about some of this new wellness initiatives that you guys are into. This is a brand new thing for the Bush Institute, and it has great implications in terms of helping with all of these problems, right?
Absolutely, it does. You know, and I know that, you know, you and so many of your listeners are well aware, you know, as we know, the conflicts of the post-9/11 era are really the first time that we as a nation have attempted to fight an extended conflict with this post-Cold War all-volunteer force. It's important to recognize the numbers as well. You know, during this time, more than about 2.7 to 2.8 million of our service members deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan, and notably almost 40% of whom were members of the National Guard or Reserves. We know the toll and the cost this has taken and some of the sacrifice, and we do know that as of the end of 2015, Over about 52,000 of our individuals, our service members, have been wounded in action. What we're becoming aware of, though, is that out of this, this issue of the invisible wounds,
right.
We know that about over 350,000 have experienced traumatic brain injuries, and that, again, can be from a mild concussion to something quite severe. But what we have recently discovered through working with some very close partners who, candidly, Randy, have been doing the hard work for so many years, but as many as six times or more of our warriors could be facing the invisible wounds than that of the visible. And that is, again, post-traumatic stress, some of your depression, substance abuse, and TBI. So it's just something we've become very aware of through our work in the last 4 years, and something President Bush very much cares about. And that's why we've started this alliance, which really what we're going to do is connect really relevant and current peer-to-peer networks with best-in-class care providers, so we increase the number of those in need seeking and getting the care that they deserve.
Yeah, and that's so important too, Colonel, when you're talking about connecting peer-to-peer. And that's when folks really open up about what their situation is. And I know you guys have some great organizations that you've partnered with. One of them is Team Rubicon, which we've had on the program many times. Those guys are incredible. I mean, what a great concept and a great idea for an organization. But, I mean, for you guys to get involved with them, that has to be a big plus.
Oh, we're honored to have them in the alliance. And, you know, I would say you hit on a key point is you know, at any one time, I think these are conservative numbers. I would say more broadly, though, we just want everyone to be aware, and you all are aware of this, the vast, vast majority of our warriors and their families come home and transition just fine and become those leaders in their communities and organizations that we know they just purely are going to be. But for those who do need a little help, you know, let's get them into that high-quality care. And what we've noticed is there's just many, many organizations doing excellent and tremendous work. I think, Randy, the problem comes down to the pure concept of barriers. And many of our warriors, and as you know, have a lot of pride and they can fix it themselves
right.
and things like that. They're just hesitant to seeking care. And what we do know is less than half of those who may need help for the invisible wounds actually seek care. And so with that, you mentioned Team Rubicon. Along with them, Team Red, White, and Blue, Student Veterans of America, The Mission Continues, the Wounded Warrior Project, and our own Team 43 Alumni Network. Through our own military adaptive sports programs here at the Institute, we have a really robust network of 143 alumni warriors. You know, these are the folks who can help just have those personal conversations and say, you know, to their battle buddies, it looks like you may need a little bit of help. Let's just go seek it together, and so we can influence those care-seeking behaviors. And then with that, we've partnered with some really, really best-in-class care providers, including the Cohen Veteran Network, which is now nationwide with about 8 clinics and plans to grow, and then the Warrior Care Network, which is supported by the Wounded Warrior Project. So the hope and the goal is very simply, let's just get more of those in need into care, and that's what we will do.
We're standing guard with the truth, the national defense.
The national defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight. And by SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Coming up in just a little bit, our conversation with the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush. But right now, one of his, one of his right-hand men, Colonel Matt Amidon from the Bush Institute and the Wellness Alliance. Colonel, let's talk a little bit about the Institute itself and some of the exhibits that are up. I didn't realize that this is an ongoing situation that the public can visit and check out, not just the current exhibits, but also the paintings from the book, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And so we would, of course, love everybody to come up to Dallas to the Presidential Museum, where the Portraits of Courage exhibit is running until October 1st. And, of course, then the book and the exhibit itself in combination, it really is, you know, if I could just point to the purpose of the book and the exhibit,
sure.
I hope people see it. You know, you can come to our website at bushcenter.org and check
great,
out everything.
Great website, by the way.
Well, yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really good.
Again, you mentioned I'm a right-hand man, but, you know, a team of many just world-class folks all doing great work here at the Institute. But the book itself and the exhibit, it's just really important to recognize that by sharing the stories of these 98 courageous, really resilient warriors that the president has gotten to know and bringing their stories to life through the painting, and each one has with it the story that warrior tells, we think it's a really compelling way to help people better understand the issues, again, as you and I previously discussed, that these warriors and their families may face during transition from military to civilian life. And so many of our warriors do face challenges in employment and, of course, the invisible wounds of war. So we're really excited that the exhibit is up and running. And please come check it out. And, of course, you can see the book and read about them as well.
Hey, Colonel, how good does it make you feel as a veteran and also other veterans when they come to a situation like this? They come to the Institute, they see the exhibits, and they realize that all of this time and effort has been expended to showcase veterans. I mean, that's got to make you and all veterans just feel fantastic.
You know, it's both very proud and very humbled to be a part of this. And what I'm most proud about is that, again, this recognizes service, sacrifice, and what we, and I know you all, consider the tremendous leadership opportunities that our warriors and their families, you know, will provide for our communities and organizations for many, many decades to come. So I'm just so honored to be part of this.
And you guys work with a lot of companies, too. I understand that public-private partnerships and different organizations that just have just some superior situations where it comes to veterans. And one that comes to mind is one of our partners, the Home Depot Foundation. They seem like they support every single veterans organization in the world.
You know, there's just a huge network of partnerships that we do have. And you mentioned Home Depot, Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, USAA. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I'm sure I'm not including some very important ones. We work very closely with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Hiring Our Heroes Foundation.
Well, you're a great spokesperson. Unfortunately, we got to move you out of the way for your boss.
And, happy to do it, Randy.
Colonel Matt Amidon, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for your service.
Thanks, Randy. And to you and your listeners, thank you so much. Have a good day.
President Bush coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and in our new series, The Upcoming Artists of America, we got a guy that you might know, 43rd President of the United States, President George W. Bush. Mr. President, how are you?
Hey, Randy. I'm doing great today. And you?
Great. Thank you so much for the time.
I am honored to be known as an upcoming artist.
Listen, I didn't realize until I read the book, Portraits of Courage, and this is so good. It's a Commander-in-Chief's tribute to America's warriors, and I didn't realize how much you got into this painting now, and I guess it all started from a book you read about Winston Churchill?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a big admirer of Churchill. I loved his leadership style, his humor, his grasp of the English language, and I realized he was a painter as well, and it inspired me to take up the hobby.
You say it's a hobby, but don't you do this 2 or 3 hours a day now?
I do, yeah. It's I guess it's more than a hobby.
It's an obsession.
Obsession is one way to describe it. I really am interested in becoming as good a painter as I possibly can become before I can't hold a brush. And to this end, for example, one of my instructors is coming by the house, and we'll paint for 3 or 4 hours a day.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it has to be, you know, a lot of people when they're starting out as an artist to get some instruction. When the president or the former president calls and says, hey, can you come by, you know, you got an edge up there, don't you?
Well, I'm fortunate to have had three great instructors, two of whom are still active in my life, and I'm really pleased they decided to come over. I built a little studio in the house, so they come by the house, we'll have lunch and talk about art, and then I'll paint some.
That's great. That is so good. And this book, I got to tell you, it's very rare that, we'll get some news about a book that highlights the positive accomplishments of our nation's heroes. So,
yeah.
I mean, to that end, I just thank you so much for spotlighting these men and women that you feature in the book, and all of whom you've met personally. And I got to tell you, I mean, I enjoyed the portraits, but I almost enjoyed the stories better, and you wrote all the stories.
I did. Yeah, I've gotten to know these vets, some better than others, through our mountain biking and golf. And I stay in touch with a lot of them. And, you know, a lot of them are, it's like there's a veterans alumni group now. And they talk amongst each other. And it's very important in dealing with the invisible wounds of war, Randy,
sure.
Because what we've discovered, and you know as well, is that the stigma of an invisible wound is very difficult for a lot of these vets. It's difficult for them to talk about it. So in the book, there are numerous stories about vets who, you know, kept their problems inside, and as a result, their situations got worse. But when they started talking about it publicly, particularly to their fellow vets, that their situations improved. And so the purpose of the book was to really talk about each veteran and to perhaps provide a roadmap for other veterans who are dealing with the invisible wounds of war.
Well, and we know well here on the program that there's nothing better than tackling that issue than when you put vets together with other vets and they, open up those relationships. I love the story about Chris Self. Chris Self is the first veteran you talk about in the book, and it's great. He's a sergeant. And that's the other thing I loved about the book, Mr. President, was the fact it's not just colonels and generals and majors. I mean, these are staff sergeants. These are really regular people that have been heroic through their actions. And so,
yeah. Well, it's interesting you met Self. He's the reason why I started riding mountain bikes with vets. You know, I ran into him at BAMSI in San Antonio, and he was getting a prosthetic fit for his leg so he could mountain bike better. And I said, "Do you know how to ride?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Why don't you come to the ranch?" And
special,
he did.
Special Forces amputee, right?
Right. Been twice in combat on one leg. Still a very dear friend. And one great athlete. I mean, this guy is a fabulous biker.
Well, you said you invited him to the ranch, and he rode you in the ground with one leg.
He did. And he still rides me in the ground with one leg. And so I stay in touch with Chris. And, I had a 70th birthday party, and I told Laura the only thing I really wanted was to ride with the vets.
Wow.
And, a bunch of them came down, many of them in this book. And, and so we stay in touch and have a great relationship. The key thing, though, is to draw attention to this wellness alliance we've developed. One of the messages from the books is courageous to talk about the invisible wounds.
Right.
And if they want help, they can go to bushcenter.org and look at the Wellness Alliance that not only can hook them up with peer-to-peer counseling groups that are effective, but also to clinics that are effective in helping them deal with their invisible wounds.
Well, I wanted to ask,
The other thing we do is really important is a vet roadmap that they can find at bushcenter.org as well to help them with employment.
Well, and that's what I loved. I wanted to bring that up, the Warrior Wellness Providers that you do. And this is a brand new feature of the Bush Center, right, in terms of this program?
Yes, it is. It's one of the, we focus on leadership a lot. And one of the things that the country's got to understand is that these men and women have got a PhD in life at a relatively young age and have learned leadership skills and if helped with transition will be the leaders for the country in the future.
Yeah, and I love the resources you put there. In fact, Team Rubicon is a group that we feature on the program a lot, a big partner of the Home Depot Foundation. And,
yeah, they're great.
I mean, they are fantastic. What a great idea, right? I mean, what a simple idea. You take men and women who have served in combat and you put them together with crisis management people and you bring them in because they know how to do everything.
That's right. And they're unbelievably skilled people. And the other thing that's very important about Team Rubicon and others is that they get to relate to fellow vets. And so you take a person who's troubled, for example, by the invisible wounds, and he's helping another citizen somewhere in the world side by side with a vet who's been through what he's been through, and it gives him a chance to talk about it. And this vet will say, you know, I got great help from, say, the Cohen Veterans Network. You ought to look at it. And so what we've done in this website, and it is an ongoing process, by the way, is to create a very strong wellness alliance. And we're working, by the way, with the VA as well. The head of the VA recognizes that there's some shortcomings in the VA, and he wants to improve service to the vets. And so this is a collaborative effort, and we're uniquely positioned to be able to draw attention to and to rally different forces to come together for a common good.
You know, you mentioned the VA. We're talking to President George W. Bush, and you mentioned the VA, Mr. President. We've had Bob McDonald on the program several times.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing because it's I can't imagine a tougher job.
I agree.
It may be president, but, I mean, these guys, these people that are in charge of the VA, they all want to do good work. I mean, it's just a tough job, and there's a lot of criticism, but we recognize, at least on this program, that they want to do the very best for veterans. And
no question about it. And so does the current VA head feels the same way. And, yeah, I mean, look, this is a giant, sprawling bureaucracy, and
right.
So there's going to be, you know, successes and failures, and the failures get amplified, which is fine. We just believe that the effort, there is a public-private effort
right.
that will make it work for the vets. First of all, it starts with the vets wanting help themselves.
Right, yeah, and you talk about that stigma. President George W. Bush is our guest here in the National Defense, the new book, Portraits of Courage. Can you talk a little bit about the guy that is in the book that came to you and said, would you sign, would you autograph my tattoo?
Yeah. Valdez, yeah. He is he came to us as a result of Rod Rodriguez, who is on the cover of the book with the prosthetic kind of blue-green eye. And Valdez is a tough soldier.
Yeah.
And we had ridden mountain bikes, and he said, would you sign my tattoo? And I kind of, you know, hey, Valdez, this is kind of a strange request. He said, sign it, and I did. And he immediately went down to Waco to the tattoo parlor and got my signature tattooed on his tattoo.
So he's got a tattoo over the tattoo of the signature. That's fantastic.
Which really was a huge honor in my mind. And so when I painted him, I painted, made sure the tattoo with my signature on it.
That's great.
Was on the painting.
You know, this is the first book I've seen that I've had in a long time, Mr. President, that has a centerfold.
Yeah. Yeah, not X-rated.
No, but it's a mural of all of these different veterans that you've painted, and it's fantastic.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm very pleased with how it came out. The book publisher did a fabulous job of photographing these paintings. And so at the Bush Center on the SMU campus, we have this exhibit up. And it's getting well attended. And at the centerpiece is this mural of faces. Three of the faces I repeated on larger canvases, but the other, 30-some-odd faces are distinct. And I liked it because it reflected really our country, the different backgrounds, different,
right.
Ethnic groups, men and women. And I tried to paint it so that the uniforms were fairly uniform It reminded people that these are people who volunteered to serve something greater than their own individual selves.
You know, and Mr. President, I mean, the book, the Bush Center, the exhibit, the Warrior Wellness Providers. Why do you do all that? You don't have to be doing that. I mean, you could just be riding your mountain bike and, painting.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Well, it's not in my nature to sit idle, and so obviously in the post-presidency, one of the challenges is how do you make yourself useful without being, disrupting the system or undermining the office of president. And so, as a result of some of the tough decisions I made, mainly putting people into combat, I decided that I wanted to honor them and help them as best I can for the rest of my life. I've got a lot of passions, but this is one of the highest passions, and so I am constantly, my spirit is constantly renewed and refreshed when I'm around these vets. There's no self-pity, as you know,
right.
Randy, and these vets I mean, Melissa Stockwell, who lost her leg in combat, has now got two children and went on to win the bronze medal in the Paralympics in Brazil, says on national TV, you know, basically, sorry I lost my leg, but on the other hand, it made my life so different in many ways and so rich in many ways. That spirit that, you know, that ought to embolden all Americans.
Well, and what's amazing, Mr. President, is the fact that these people, they lose a leg, they go back into combat.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Well, Kent Solnheim, who's on the cover of the book, we call him Captain America. He's a real handsome-looking guy. And he recently commanded a unit in Afghanistan, a special forces unit on one leg. He's probably the highest-ranking officer is Considine, who was a lieutenant colonel that took a bullet in the face and is now a motivational speaker.
Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful man. And then Kent, I think, is a major now. And but you're right. Most of the people in the book were sergeants or corporals, who volunteered to serve.
So you got your mountain bike. You're still doing the mountain biking, right?
Yes, I am. I'm particularly when I go down the ranch, which we try to get down there once a month. I ride a lot when I'm down there, and a lot of times these vets, if they're around, they'll come over and ride with me.
Is there any horseback riding at the ranch?
No, the mountain bike, you don't have to feed the mountain bike.
That's right. No hay burning.
Right.
That's right. Well, I know that we've had people on the show before that do the equine therapy. And there's a game called horse soccer that you should get yourself involved in.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm a little too old to try some new dangerous sport.
I don't believe that. I don't believe
that. Mountain biking satisfies my urge to act like a teenager. There's a lot of programs, by the way, outdoor programs that help these vets. And one of the things that comes out in this book, Profiles, Portraits of Courage, is that, you know, mountain biking has or outdoor sports have been really effective at helping a vet get stabilized enough to be able to seek help and recover to the best extent possible.
As you know, Mr. President, many veterans in active duty that we had on the program always consider you their president, and I'm sure that's relayed to you many times.
Well, that's nice. I appreciate that a lot. The bond I established as president continues to be strong, and obviously, to the extent I can help anybody, I want to do so.
So we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and I hate to get into a controversial area such as barbecue, but, now that you're not the president, you can tell us, you know, what you really think of, between Kansas City barbecue and Texas barbecue.
Well, let me just tell you this. On my 70th birthday, after riding for a couple of hours with these vets, we didn't have Kansas City ribs. We had Texas barbecue ribs.
well, listen, whenever if you can't afford Kansas City ribs, we can send you some.
No, we're in pretty good shape down here. But Randy is damn thoughtful of you.
You know what I'd love to do sometime, and I'll just go ahead and invite myself. I'd love to come down to the ranch, gather some of these folks that are featured in Portraits of Courage, and do a show on location with them and at the Bush Center. And if that's ever a possibility, we'd love to be there.
Well, my man Freddie, who helped me a lot in this book, is the person to contact. And if possible, we'll get you down here and you can interview some of these guys.
Mr. President, thank you so much for the time. And thank you.
All right, Randy.
Thank you for shining the spotlight on veterans and our heroes.
Well, back at you. You're doing the same thing, and keep it up.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Randy.
We'll be right
back
here on the National Defense.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess.
Welcome back to the National Defense and the Minute Clinic Minute from CVS. Holly Kautz is here, Army veteran and a nurse practitioner. And Holly, this is kind of surprising, I think, to a lot of people that maybe heart health is treated at the Minute Clinics.
Yeah, there's so much that we can do to keep you on that path to better health. And so one of the things we can do is check your cholesterol for those that know they have high cholesterol or just someone that wants to know their numbers. We also will check your blood pressure. We help people lose weight. We have a weight loss management program, and we can help people quit smoking. So a lot we can do to help people keep people healthy and keep their hearts healthy.
Yeah, and this is interesting. You know, I was reading the information about the cholesterol numbers and the checks and everything. The results take about 5 minutes.
Wow.
They do, yeah. Wow. We have a really nice machine. It's just, it's a finger stick. We get a little bit of blood, put it in the machine, and 5 minutes later, we know your results.
And same as you're, you know, going to your primary care physician, I mean, you got to fast before this happens, but so there takes a little bit of planning in terms of when you go to the Minute Clinic. But to have that kind of results that quickly, that is great. And I would imagine some people that didn't know they were at risk for something are very surprised, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because it's not something that you're going to have symptoms of if you do have high cholesterol. So it is very important to check those numbers and see where you are. And the other thing I want to bring out is that we'll actually send those results to their primary care physician or nurse practitioner if they have one. So that's nice, too, for the continuity of care.
Yeah, and it's just so nice that the Minute Clinics are everywhere. I don't know. How many CVS Minute Clinics?
Oh, my gosh. We have over 1,100 now, and they're in select CVS and Target pharmacies. You can go online to MinuteClinic.com. We're open 7 days a week. We have extended hours during the week till 7:30 at night in most cases until 5:30 on the weekends. So, yeah, very convenient.
Man, that is great. Thank you, Holly. Another Minute Clinic Minute coming up next week right here on the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. By Subway. Introducing the Italian hero from Subway, stuck with capicola, mortadella, and Genoa salami with oil, vinegar, and oregano. Taste the authentic flavor of the Subway Italian hero, limited time only. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines. Proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics. The cure for the common weight. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.